This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yourself ready for another conversational hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with the ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, putting together a sort of an idea that I want to run by you. This is not the first time this idea has been discussed, but it has more weight given what's going on in the world, our relationship with Russia, China. I've been against this for a long, long time. There is a move afoot, though, this week by a company called Multicultural Broadcasting. There is a petition before the Federal Communication Commission right now to revoke the license of this company. It has broadcast facilities in New York, New Jersey, Washington, Los Angeles. They are programming Russian government stuff. It's called Radio Sputnik. And they also are on some of their stations in San Diego that plays Chinese stuff. And when I say stuff, it's their programming. Who knows what they're saying? Who knows what they're advocating? The same with the Russians. Multicultural, on its behalf, says the request amounts to government censorship. The First Amendment, they say, prohibits the FCC from making the move to shut them down. I disagree. I think it's un-American. And if it isn't, if it's part of the freedom of speech argument, then something needs to be done, because I don't think we should allow
this. But we don't know
stuff.
Exactly what they're broadcasting.
That's right. So the even more reason
Doug, come on. That sounds like Japanese internment camp to me.
Well,
if you don't even know what they're broadcasting, I mean, that's insane censorship.
Thank you for calling me insane.
I said it's insane censorship. Don't be overly sensitive.
Right. I'm sensitive to this because I think it's just wrong. Go ahead, Jen.
Don't you think you have to? Look, the government is really great at monitoring what everybody is saying, right? So I think they should obviously be paying special attention to what's being said by Chinese and Russian broadcasters. Certainly. Why should they
be? It's not hard. Sit down and translate, right? And just say, what are they saying?
Listening? Yeah.
Right.
So, I think that's...
Well, for a long time, the Hispanic broadcasters were mocking Americans because we didn't know what they were saying. And the stuff that they were saying was totally inappropriate, illegal. The words that they were using, we could never use in English on the air. That kind of stuff was going on. Nobody paid any attention to it until somebody actually listened and translated some of the broadcasts, and then they complained to the FCC. That's the only reason the FCC will do anything, if somebody's complained. So people are complaining about Chinese broadcasts, Russian broadcasts, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe the point is, okay, let's start with what they're translating. What they're saying by translating it. I'm betting that what they're saying is inciting people that are Chinese or who are Russian in this country to go along with whatever. Their propaganda is not going to be pro-American.
Don't forget there's also groups that are that have defected and have come here and been very pro-West.
Right.
I mean, you look at the groups at the Epoch Times.
That's what I'm saying. We can't have a Japanese internment camp situation where everybody who's Japanese gets thrown into a camp because we don't think they're American enough. Jen's 100% right. There are plenty of Chinese Americans and Asian Americans in general, whether it's Korean or Japanese, there are very pro, and it's a lot of cultural programming, too. You know, I mean, and this happens in Polish, this happens in Italian, this happens
in
all kinds of radio.
The polka hour when I was Right.
So that's why I'm saying, I think I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. Obviously, we should not be allowing our airwaves to be a source of propaganda that's anti-American, but I think we need to do a little more research first.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely need to know
what they're doing, research it, and then the stuff that's good, we allow it to go back on the air.
Uncle Dave, God love him, my mom's uncle, who introduced my parents together, he spent, I think, 25 years working for Arthur Liu, who buys up a lot of stations in California and all over.
Yeah, and
he had a ton of Chinese programming. And, you know, my uncle wasn't, let's say, a sympathizer to that. He was a hardcore, staunch conservative, loved America. And I can tell you he wouldn't be working there if they were pushing out Chinese.
You don't have to be a staunch
Chinese
conservative to love America.
No.
Anyway, keep going.
I had a comma in between those two, but thank you for the correction.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of times what happens
is... My point is, he was not a sympathizer.
Yeah, I get it.
To the Chinese Communist Party is my...
And a lot of it that I've heard from other languages, you know, in New York, there's tons of radio that caters to a lot of different groups. There are an entire... The whole Russian community, you know, that lives by Coney Island, Brighton Beach. I mean, it's all Russian music and Russian programming, but it's not like pro-Putin, you know? So I think you have to be really careful of what's cultural and nostalgic for people living in this country with those roots. I mean, you can listen to, you know, Irish radio. That's in English, so it's a little easier, but some of it actually is in Irish, and so, you know, you don't know what they're saying either, but I just feel like that's a slippery slope, and that gets into a lot of censorship, which is exactly what the Chinese government does. Because you said, well, let's take out the stuff we don't like and leave on what we do, what is appropriate. Well, that's exactly what China and Russia are already doing to their own people. So that's very un-American.
Well, what also is un-American is to be, what has become American is to be laissez-faire about things that hurt us. And this is not a time for that.
Well, I think the FCC certainly has, like you said, they're very reactionary. They don't do anything until someone complains.
No. Right. So does this fit into the poll that came out over the weekend focusing on Asian Americans and our distrust of them for whatever the reason? The Asians have been blamed for the virus. It isn't the Asians who ought to be blamed for it. It's the Chinese government. And can't people factor in the difference? Is our sophistication level that bad that we can't separate the Chinese government from its people? And
that's
so
a rhetorical
anyway,
question, right?
I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I can. I feel like other people can do that, too.
Anyway,
I don't know. I think
a lot of people aren't. That's the problem.
A lot of the Asian hate, and this is something that I've heard no one really want to talk about, except something I brought up, I think, probably on this program before, is that the Asian hate and the back and forth is not a new thing. I mean, if you live in Los Angeles, you know that the riots, the Los Angeles riots, which just, it was the 30th anniversary of those riots, last week, 2 weeks ago. And that in large part was stemmed from the tensions between the black community and the Asian community. So this, I think, yes, there's a spike in Asian hate, but the people that I'm seeing get attacked on the street, it wasn't because of the COVID virus for the most part. There was probably the one-off that everybody, you know, the dumb guy who said, you brought in COVID and beat him up, and then everybody thought that the crime between black and Asians going on was somehow payback for COVID.
Remember,
I don't think so. It's been there a long
time. After September 11th, there was a big move.
Huge spikes.
Whenever you saw a Muslim, it was obviously a Muslim. Why don't you guys go back to where you came from?
Well, forget that. Remember how many people who were Indian, the Sikhs who wear turbans, how many of them were physically beaten?
Yeah.
Because idiot Americans thought that they were Muslims? I mean, unbelievable. Like, read a book, America.
Yeah. Oh. So Asian Americans constitute about 7% of our population, and they are, because of the increased violence, feeling a little bit more discriminated against, and thus you see more people living
in
Koreatown and Chinatown and San Francisco as, you know, communities within communities. 29% say they feel, this is among Asian American respondents to the survey, say they feel they belong and are accepted in the U.S., 29%. So does this change the number of people who are coming here because they feel like they're discriminated against? 71% say they feel like Americans, I don't know what that means, because America isn't the same as it was, you know, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago. So are we saying white Americans black Americans, Italian Americans, French Americans. Who among Americans doesn't like the Asians? Then is it the Northern Americans, the Southern Americans? You see, these polls are very misleading, and it's what I was talking about earlier
about
the news
media.
It's
coming
from,
that's why I mentioned it's coming from San Francisco. It's coming from L.A.
Yeah, the crime in San Francisco against Asians. Doug, you have it in front of you. I don't have that stat anymore, but it was like over 300% increase.
567. Okay, here's the number you're looking for. The hate crimes against Asians in San Francisco, 567%.
That's insane.
Since in just the last year, 361% in New York.
Right. Anyway, well, here's the thing. Like, homicides in L.A. are up 380% or something like that. Crime is really spiking all across the board. And so I think that's also
there.
A piece of the equation is that crime just in general is going up.
Yep. Pretty bad. And it's not getting better because our attitude toward the police is kind of confusing as well. Police and policing. It's 18 after the hour. MyPillow offering a BOGO deal. It's an extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com and see what millions of Americans are doing already. This is the way to change the quality of your sleep. Right now, you get a buy one and get one free pricing on things like the sheets, the pillows, the towels, all kinds of things. Not just the pillows you sleep on, but things like the roll and go pillows. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV so as to not miss the incredible opportunity you have to buy one and get one free on all these select products. Also get the opportunity to, there's sort of a waiting list for some of the things. You know, they're doing the same thing there that is happening elsewhere, having a hard time getting all the supplies that they need, the supply chain being broken by all kinds of things. So if you've decided you want something special, let them know. Radio Listener Special page, there's a box there. Put DJV in that at MyPillow.com, and you'll find that you're able to buy all of these things. The BOGO deals are fabulous, and check them out. Then buy at MyPillow.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Twenty-three after the hour now, trending time, courtesy of the observations of one Jay Kirshner here on the DJV program. Social media in the form of what's on Twitter, what's on Instagram, what's on Facebook. There is a very interesting story about how you can go to the flea market, spend a few bucks, and then become a winner. We'll tell you that story after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What is going on, Jay, with this, the person that spent $35 on something that, you know, maybe you'd use for target practice?
Yeah, Laura Young is a Texas-based art collector. She actively looks for unexpected or undervalued artworks, antiques. She was at a local Goodwill store in Austin, Texas, and she saw this kind of like chipped looking sculpture. It was a bust and it wasn't even on a table. It was underneath the table, sitting on the floor. She buys it for $35, starts looking around. This was back in 2018. She buys this thing.
Some research.
And so it's a couple years. And then finally she kind of figures out, she meets with experts and the University of Texas Austin Art History Department. And eventually she's on a road trip years later with her husband. And she gets an email that is actually a centuries-old sculpture that once belonged in the collection of King Ludwig I
of Bavaria. This bus dates all the way back to the late 1st century BC to early 1st century AD. Somehow disappeared following World War II. Nobody knows how it ended up in Texas. And she, while she was trying to pinpoint where this thing came from and its legitimacy, she had it on display in her home. And so she said it was very exciting, but it's also bittersweet because she knows she has to give it back. She can't keep it. She can't sell it because it really was never legally purchased along the way.
Yeah,
and so it is being returned to Germany, but she's just kind of excited that she gets to be a small part of this bus.
Yeah, the story.
It's very cool.
Yeah,
and she must have had a good eye. Yeah, but I think it's so funny when everyone's like, oh, and it disappeared after World War II. Okay. Yeah, it didn't disappear. The Nazis took it because the Nazis knew art, and that's what they were really good at. They were really good at robbing art from the whole world. And I mean, if you look down in South America, there are still
all
Nazi
the old
hunters.
Nazis that went down to Argentina, they brought all that stuff with them.
Right. Yeah, they brought all that artwork with them. So it's not really that surprising that it ended up in Texas.
Madonna has a new 50-song compilation, an album of all of her club hits. Going back over here, 40 years. It's called Finally Enough Love, 50 number ones. What do you think, ladies? Is this something good? You know you don't like Madonna Victoria much. But
I like old Madonna, absolutely.
Yeah, classic Madonna.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These tracks span every era of her career, ranging from her debut single, Everybody, all the way along, all this kind of stuff. A lot of her high-profile collaborations with Britney Spears, etc. So, cool stuff. 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin rallied against NATO as he spent much of his Victory Day speech in Moscow on Monday trying to justify his troops' invasion of Ukraine. Putin via translator.
The death of each soldier and officer is a tragedy for all of us and is a loss for their loved families.
It should be noted Putin did not use his Victory Day speech to officially declare war on Ukraine or fully mobilize Russia's reservists. Elon Musk's future Twitter will quadruple its revenue and user base by 2028 while cutting its dependence on advertising A leaked slide deck, a series of slides used for visual aids during a talk, the New York Times reported citing. Musk's goal is 600 million users by 2025. That's up from 217 million last year and 931 million users by 2028. USA Radio News.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
As some Americans watch on in disbelief that something that bloomed in 1933 Germany could even be considered in the 21st century USA, Republican Pete Sessions on Newsmax weighs in on Biden's new disinformation branch of Homeland Security.
This administration does not want to face the facts of the case. They've never been able to understand really the needs of the American people because they're driven entirely by leftist use. When you look at what this administration done, going back to the first day President Biden has been president, they did not care what the effects would be. They think their policy is what will eventually solve problems. The disinformation that is what they're trying to address is actually a reality. And so what Mayorkas is trying to do is respond back to all the flack that the president and Speaker Pelosi is taking for the things that they have done and the effects that have occurred.
A U.S. grand jury on Saturday indicted 62-year-old Frank James for terrorism and other charges stemming from an April 12th gunfire and smoke bomb attack that injured 23 people on the New York City subway system. Mr. James was charged with a terrorist attack and other violence against a mass transportation system, plus a count of discharging a firearm during a crime of violence. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is May the 9th. Hello, Monday on the air. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. The situation here, thinking about what is good for all of us today. I would hope that we would not quit. There are a lot of people who think America has seen its best days and we're now on a downslide. I don't know about that. We're having problems. It has to do with having too many people, can't govern them, can't make them, can't educate them, we can't do what we need to do, but that doesn't mean we ought to give up. There are, you know, if you look at, if you want to be philosophical about it, the sun sinks every day and then comes back up the next day, right? Goes down, dark, and then it's light again. So think about it that way. You always have another chance. The sun comes up every day. You have a chance every day. New bodies, new babies are born every day. We bring fresh light and ideas. I look at my two grandsons and I think, my God, if they're the future of America, that's cool. We're in pretty good shape. I'd like to think that was the case all around. Having spent some time, I told the story earlier in the emergency room yesterday in the local hospital because I had contacts that got screwed up and one of them really scratched my eye, so I have a patch over my eye right now. But when I was there waiting to be taken care of, I saw things that were absolutely the worst of America. Just awful. People out of control, children. I'm sure at the emergency room you're not going to find the best anyway, but it just is the overall philosophy of what people think they're owed and how they're taken care of and how they take care of their offspring. But that part of the day was pretty discouraging. But at any rate, let's think ahead. Move ahead because it's a new day. It's National Women's Checkup Day, as a matter of fact. The day after Mother's Day held a focus on the importance of regular checkups. I can't emphasize this enough. You need to, and I don't want to sound like some professorial fool, but you need to know what's going on in your body. It's your responsibility, not the doctor's, but you got to go to the doctor. You have to visit with the doctor, and all of us, but women, because today's Women's Checkup Day, the whole business about mammograms and breast cancer, better health, generally speaking. And I'm not saying don't watch those damn ads on TV that give you all of it. I mean, you'd think that the world was the sickest place in the world. It's just the drug ads, the way sophomorically some of those problems are approached, it ought not to keep you. There is not a solution for every problem in a pill. You need to know, first of all, though, what's going on in your body. That's why regular checkups are so important for men and for women. But in this circumstance, the health of women, impacted by the fact that women are underrepresented in most research studies, one would
wonder. That was a big problem with the COVID vaccines.
Yeah.
Because remember, like a small percentage of women who said that their menstrual cycles were affected when they got the COVID vaccines.
Right.
And
yeah.
So, and then it went away and it wasn't like a widespread issue, but it was a possibility. And the part of the problem was that they just didn't use enough women in any of the clinical trials, whether it was Moderna or Pfizer, and they kind of ran into those issues. So, yeah, and I don't know why more women aren't involved in clinical trials, but they certainly
Why would they not be is the question.
Maybe they didn't want to volunteer. Maybe they didn't have time. I mean, you know, a lot of women are mothers as well, and so there's a whole lot of responsibility, you know, there. But, yeah, it's definitely a major problem with American medicine, Western medicine in general.
That was pretty interesting. Amy Schumer has been all over the place since the Oscars. She was on this past week with Seth Meyers talking about how she hadn't had COVID. And the next day, she comes down with COVID. Over the weekend,
after the Oscars?
Tested, yeah. Well, no, right this past week.
Oh.
She was on with Seth Meyers on Wednesday, and on Friday, she tested positive for COVID-19. And hasn't got a horrible case of it, but she was a little smug, and she said she was a little smug. With, I haven't had any problem with COVID. What's the matter with you guys? Well, hello. It caught up with you, baby cakes. Caught up with you. Boeing, the largest air, I don't know, how do we call them, their space and their airplanes and their military stuff, largest military contractor in the world, moving its headquarters. This is pretty indicative of that. They started with the headquarters out in Washington State when the company got started, because that's where William Boeing lived. That's where the company started. That's where all its manufacturing. Well, it isn't true that all their manufacturing facilities are not there anymore. They've moved some of them into southern states. Now they're moving their headquarters to Arlington, Virginia, just outside of Washington, because of all of the military, the contracts that they have. They feel it positions them better to navigate the political landscape. It shows you how political all of this stuff is. We all think of Boeing as the manufacturer of the 737. Well, we go back to the 707, the 717, 727, 737, 747, 757, 767, 777, you know, and they're up to 787. They wonders what's going to happen after they run out of numbers. because there still is going to be need, obviously, to develop planes. Anyway, so they lost $1 billion in the first quarter of this year. Their stock is off 25%. This, according to the chief, they have a new boss after the 737 mess. He got the original CEO, or the guy who was there during 737 mess, got fired. There's a new guy in town. His name is David Calhoun. He said, the region around Washington makes strategic sense for our global headquarters, given its proximity to our customers. And I think that's a huge admission. Their biggest customer, not the airlines of the world, but the United States government. $62 billion in contracts with the government. Not the least of which is the $4 billion they're trying to finish off to get those two new Air Force Ones, those 747s done, that they've been working on for, what, 6 years or something? They still don't have them finished. But this is a huge admission. Look at the budget. The military budget in America is $700 billion. Almost 10% of it goes to Boeing. What does that tell you about where our industrial, military-industrial complex is? Are they making planes? They make rockets. They do all of this stuff. They are the top defense contractor in the country, if not the world. And you got to be thinking, you got to know there's plenty of pals. They have plenty of pals in the Pentagon, given what's going on. That's what happens. You know, a lot of these guys that are in the military, after they get out, they retire 30 years, they go to work for Boeing or Lockheed. You know, that's just what happens. All right, let's talk, as long as we're doing up-in-the-air stuff. American Airlines flight attendants want alcohol limits. I think this is a very good idea. It shouldn't take the flight attendants to get this done, but apparently it does, because all they want to do, the boss, is just sell more booze, make more money. But it's bad business, as we have seen over, what, the last two years since the pandemic. So the Flight Attendants Union has asked American to implement a two-drink maximum. Why not?
Well, right? That's only for economy passengers, but in first class or business, you can drink as much as you want.
Yeah,
so this is
ridiculous.
There are no rules in first class.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous. That's so discriminatory. Yeah, I know.
Well,
and this is so discriminatory.
But what does it matter in flight? Because
people
can have so much alcohol at the airport between layovers
that's
or anything.
That's a point. Yeah. Right. But is this symbolic? Is this a good idea or not a good idea? Never mind whether it's sexist or whether it's, you know, because we live in first, people ride in first class and get all they want to drink. Still, maybe they should limit that as well.
If you're going to basically say, well, if you're in economy, you can't afford first class or business class, so therefore you also don't have self-control. I mean, it just sends a horrible message that I think is going to backfire on American Airlines if they go through with this. It's either everyone gets two drinks or there is no limit and everyone can purchase as much as they want, unless, you know, a flight attendant, maybe like a bartender, would say, all right, I think you've had enough, and cut someone off. I don't know. But I just think they're going to run into a huge problem if they go forward with this.
Well, here's another reason to sing that old jingle. We're American Airlines, nothing special in the air, because among all of the U.S. airlines last year, American is number one with the number of damaged bags. Right? With how many bags mishandled? 7 bags per 1,000 mishandled, lost, broken, something. This is up from 6 out of 1,000 in 2020. Allegiant Airlines is on top of their luggage. Third year in a row, they had the lowest number of mishandled bags, but that's because they only have 25 planes and they only fly, you know, to 3 places. So it's not going to be surprising that they don't have a lot of damaged bags. Whereas American is the largest carrier. One international airline way above everybody else when it comes to damaged luggage, Ryanair, which is the cheapskate. It's like Southwest only in Europe.
It's Irish Southwest. Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's the Irish. It's headquartered in Ireland, but they do the same thing Southwest does all over Europe. 13% of the baggage there is damaged. Good God. How do you justify that? Emirates mishandled 6% of their bags. Alitalia 5% of the baggage. was mishandled.
I feel like for Emirates to mishandle baggage, I bet that gets
not
very
good for their
expensive.
Image.
Well, I bet it gets very expensive because people fly Emirates with, you know, Louis Vuitton trunks and lots of expensive stuff. So I would imagine that's they must have a big insurance policy.
I never, ever, ever check a bag. If I can't take it in two bags, then I don't take it. It's simple.
Well, because you're a dude.
Whether it's domestic, international, I'm a dude.
No, I don't like checking bags either.
I won't check
I wouldn't be able to fly anywhere if I couldn't check a bag.
Not only is
all
the damage of it being lost or stuff stolen out of it, but also you wait for 35, 40, 45, 50 minutes to get the damn bags once you get off the plane. 60, where are we? No, I've got my only one eye. It's not 60, it's 46.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with cinematic mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability covered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's trending in the world of social media as it applies to the entertainment media, movies. But here is, I wonder why they didn't do a Golden Girls movie. Ever think about that? Chuck
well,
Curry is
here. That spinoff series, so they probably, that was before things did movies.
I'm going to tell you why they didn't do it, because they all passed away. And when that happens, it's sort of hard to get them back. I know that's dark humor, but I went
Thank
with
you,
it.
Chuck.
Okay. You're welcome. But hey, listen, that show, 180 episodes, final episode, this day in TV history, 1992, great cast, Betty White, B. Arthur, Rue McClanahan, and Stel Getty. They all brought their A game. Very edgy, good scripting, and very, very funny. That still holds up beautifully. In 2000.
Are they all dead? All four of them are dead, right?
Huh? Yep.
They're
they
all
are.
Four dead.
They are. Yeah.
Yep.
Betty White was the last one.
Yeah.
See you later.
All right, now let's move into the Fred Savage situation.
Yeah.
As he was kind of dismissed on Friday from
Let me ask you a question. Like, I don't know what went on, okay? I do know that this probably is a good chance to end his career. So the question is, what exactly did he do? I mean, what exactly did he do? I mean, like, don't they have a right to tell? If you're going to end the guy's career, like, don't they have a right to say, like, what exactly did he do? Because it's really not fair. I'm not saying he didn't do anything. I don't know. I'm not there. I have no idea what happened. But
so easy to do this these days, though, and ruin somebody's career on a rumor. You see it all.
Well, there might be some substance to it, my point is, once this type of thing goes public, and then people start speculating in their mind, like, what did this guy do, like we're doing right now, that makes the situation a lot worse for him than if they just said, well, what did he do?
And there's not an answer to that from anything I've seen.
Because
inappropriate, whatever that means. So,
right. Okay. Right. Let's talk about the box office real quick. I'm going to tell you what's right with the industry and what's wrong with the industry. Okay. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. $185 million domestic opening. Excellent. $450 million worldwide. Great. This is the second biggest opening post-pandemic other than the last Spider-Man movie, which is great. And it's very good for multiplexes. Now, here's the problem. That's number one. The problem is the number two film, the animated family movie, Bad Guys, $9.8 million. So you went from $185 million, number one, to $9.8. Number three, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, $6.2. Fantastic Beasts, $4 million. Okay, so you went from the number one movie to the number $4 million, $185 million to $4 million. Good part, huge movie. A lot of people going in movies to see that one movie, buying popcorn, that's really good for theaters. But the issue is there's no base of the films underneath it. You need a number two movie doing $30 million, $40 million. You need a number three movie doing $25 million, $30 million. You're getting the big movie, and they come out once every 5-6 weeks, and then everything underneath it is not
in
even
my
close.
Estimation,
so that's no problem.
For my tastes, the Liam Neeson movie should have been number two at about 10, 12, 14 million. It's of the movies he's done the last couple of years, is by far the best. Tells a good story. And the people that were in the theater when I was there at the end cheered for the way it ended, even though he gets killed in the end.
But I think I don't like talking about the same thing over and over, but it's almost impossible not to. I think the issue is now that we're preconditioned to do a lot of streaming, because we are, right? I think that the studios, the people will only get in their car for the most part, go to the theater, spend 2-3 hours at the theater if the movie is a massive popcorn movie. And the smaller character-driven or low-level action stuff, they'll say, I'm not going to go to theater to see it. I'll wait at home. So you had the Batman, which Victoria told me off air she liked tremendously.
Love.
That was March. That was March 4th. Okay. Now you got Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, and now you're talking May. So March. That's 2 months. And then really the next big popcorn movie, well, other than if you count Maverick, Top Gun on Memorial Day, will be Jurassic World Dominion, which comes out in June 10th. So they're spaced 5-6 weeks, 7 weeks apart, and it's not enough. And I did a podcast the other night, and we're talking about summer movies. If you look at August will be bad for multiplexes, like real bad.
Why do we keep talking it down? Why do we keep saying it's bad? That keeps people at home.
No, it doesn't. We need the studios to produce more movies and give them the theaters. That's the issue.
The new Elvis movie looks like it'll be pretty interesting.
That looks good. I like this new trailer. Looks good.
All right, 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.